متن شماره 4. دانش آموزان عزیز، به متن زیر با دقت گوش دهید و جاهای خالی را با کلمات مناسب پر کنید.
Dr. Gharib was born in Tehran in 1288. After receiving his diploma, he went abroad to study medicine. In 1316, he became a physician and then came back to his homeland. In 1347, the center was founded by Dr. Gharib and one of his close friends. Dr. Gharib was also a generous man. He spared no pains to cure sick children. He was regarded as a dedicated physician. He was known as a distinguished university professor too. The first Persian textbook on children's diseases was written by him. Dr. Gharib was born in Tehran in 1288. After receiving his diploma, he went abroad to study medicine. In 1316, he became a physician and then came back to his homeland. In 1347, the center was founded by Dr. Gharib and one of his close friends. Dr. Gharib was also a generous man. He spared no pains to cure sick children. He was regarded as a dedicated physician. He was known as a distinguished university professor too. The first Persian textbook on children's diseases was written by him. Dr. Gharib was born in Tehran in 1288. After receiving his diploma, he went abroad to study medicine. In 1316, he became a physician and then came back to his homeland. In 1347, the center was founded by Dr. Gharib and one of his close friends. Dr. Gharib was also a generous man. He spared no pains to cure sick children. He was regarded as a dedicated physician. He was known as a distinguished university professor too. The first Persian textbook on children's diseases was written by him.